I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Hello and welcome from Budapest. My name is Mark.
And I'm David, and you're listening to the Check Your Facts podcast, a podcast by journalists, for journalists, and we talk basically about media and journalism related, all journalism and media related things.
Yeah, and today is a very special occasion because we are not in different rooms, but we're sitting face to face to each other because we are on a conference together.
Yeah, I feel like almost like in a radio where you have like, this is not a studio, we're sitting in my apartment in Budapest, but still it's really nice to do this face to face.
And we actually met at this conference some guests who were in the podcast the last time, like Lena from the very first or second episode, and Andras from the last episode, Adam, who was a guest. So there are quite some interesting people, and it was the Google News Impact Summit.
I'm not sure actually if they call it like Google News Impact
Summit. I always say that it's a Google News Impact Summit because it sounds more interesting for my family.
Really? Okay.
I was always telling them I'm going to a Google conference. No, but it's it's the News Impact Summit by the EJC, and it's somehow funded by Google Labs.
Or yeah, I guess they're partnering. Or
Google News Labs.
So, yeah. So they say it's powered by a European Journalism Center and the Google News Lab. So I guess they're working on it together. Anyway, we've been here like in Budapest for the whole day. That's why. And before that, we were quite busy. And let's say we didn't have time to, you know, get a guest and prepare a proper episode. So this is just a quick dispatch from Budapest. We'll just like quickly tell you some of the things we loved about the conference. It's actually really good that we're here because we've seen some of the guests, and we'll definitely invite some of them to the podcast. So fingers crossed that they say yes.
I think so, because they're really nice. And if you've never been to Budapest, it's the first thing I have to say. It's a very beautiful city. But coming here and having a European news conference on digital journalism and digital journalism tools is really interesting, because I've actually never met so many journalists from Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Great Britain, from the US. There was someone from Germany. It was quite...
I mean, you don't get to meet like journalists like you. I mean, you're from Germany, right?
Yeah.
So you don't get to meet like that many journalists from Eastern Europe.
No.
So you more like meet journalists from like West Europe,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I get to meet like more journalists from East Europe.
Obviously, yeah.
Actually, this is a funny story. It's funny for the listeners as well. But I was on a journalism conference in South Korea some years back. And there were like literally journalists from every country in the world. So like 200, 300. And the funniest thing was when the group like voluntarily got split up. So like you got to talk to people. You could see the groups like Western European journalists, Asian journalists, Eastern European journalists form their own group. The like US-based Canada and like Brazil journalists, they got together. And it was really funny to see like how the geolocation works in our minds as well. Like we tend to, you know, be closer to the journalists. Because, I mean, I could talk to journalists who are like living in the country or like working in the country next to Slovakia, because there are like a lot of like crossovers, you know. We tend to I guess have the same issues with, you know, politicians, media, distribution and whatever.
That's actually one of the things I learned today and yesterday. David and I spent the day in Budapest yesterday, and later that evening we met with two guys from Czech radio, Adam and Jan. And we were talking about issues we have in our countries with our media scene, and I found out that it's basically the same, or they have the same problems, the same issues with the media landscape in their country as well as you have, as we have in Germany. And that's one key learning, that like basically the European media scene is kind of the same. I mean, not exactly, but we have the same problems, like when it comes to online media, how to grow online media, or how to have a growth in online media, and fighting kind of against the old media, newspapers, radio, TV, because they all have the same change in front of them.
But I guess, like, I still think the European journalists, like, speak not that much to each other. Like, they could talk to each other more. So, for example, today we spoke to Lina. She was maybe last week on the week before. She was at a meetup where she's working in a media lab, and there was a meetup of like people running the media labs all over Europe. They got together for 1 or 2 days, exchanged ideas, and she said like that was like the best thing, like even better than any conference she could attend. So I think that's maybe a way to go and connect the journalists, like, you know. So for example, you could go and like meet someone who's doing social media in Czech radio, and they might have been experimenting with something which you did not do. And for me, the same, for like meet a product manager from, I don't know, France or Spain, and actually we could like exchange ideas as well.
Yeah. What we could tell you is that nevertheless the conference was a bit bigger. I don't know how many people were there, but it was 300?
Yeah, I'm showing Mark 300.
Oh, actually just three, but I could guess that he meant 300. 300 people, and the atmosphere was different from like a smaller workshop, but it nevertheless was a connection in the air somehow. And we talked to some very nice people, and we heard some very nice talks. I wouldn't like say that there was any of the talks like very special or not special. They were all really interesting on their own like way. David had a session as well, and Lina had a session, and Andras had a session. So basically everyone who was on the podcast had a session except of me.
next time
maybe next time. No, but I liked it very much, and what really came to my mind is that there are very clever people everywhere in the world. And especially the last bits, like from the big news coverage media companies, whatever, like the BBC or the Washington Post, you see that they definitely got quite some power behind their backs. And then there comes a guy like you, for example, from a smaller company. And you say you use open source tools, and they just build them their own because they just have the manpower. But still, the outcome is basically somehow the same, although it looks a bit different. But how do you feel standing on a stage just right after a woman from the Washington Post doing like basically the same, or explaining basically the same what they did and how they did it?
It was interesting because she was we are talking about the graphics director
Kat Downs Mulder.
Yes, about Kat from Washington Post, and she like showed all the things what Washington Post is doing, and an hour and a half after her, I was to talk about basically the same thing, like data and data visualizations, what we do. And while she was saying, as Mark said, like we build this, I was telling everyone, because I was trying to address the crowd ahead, which mainly I guess consisted of people from like smaller newsrooms from, you know, not US, not UK, but mainly Hungary, Slovak, Czech Republic, Poland, you know, smaller Eastern countries where the media is not that powerful, but like meaning like financially powerful. And for these markets, I think it's better to like, first, if you want to like do something, just go out there and like look around if something you want to build is not already built. And if you're desperate to build something like a tool or whatever, just like build something which is not out there already. Of course, if you want to make it like better than the tool that already exists, okay, I guess that makes sense. But with our resources, I would say, yeah, the open source things and tools done by the larger newsrooms are pretty good to, you know, just to take and use.
Really fancy inviting her to the podcast, and we maybe do. And I think we can say from this point now that we plan on inviting some of the guys from the conference to the podcast. And they make the presentations available for, I don't know if only for the people who went to the conference or for everyone. We will see, but if there's anything interesting, we will surely tell you like everything. There was a very great thing about, it's called News Mavens. You may have read it about what happens when women choose news, project run only by women. And they decide which story they put on the website. This will be launched soon. It was very interesting talk. There was this woman from the BBC News. What was it called? Newsnight. And her name is like Cordelia. And I don't want to pronounce the last name because it's too complex for me, as it's normally with Eastern European names. But so I try it. But don't get me wrong, I think it's Hebblethwaite. Well, I'm not sure.
I think
her Twitter handle is Cordelia Hebb.
You're probably. I would say you're pretty close.
I'm pretty close. So we promise you to have very interesting guests coming up next. So.
Yes, and with that being said, I guess we wrap up and go for the, and go to the city again.
Go to the city again, and as we saw, there was one session, which was basically what we are doing, or most of the things gathered around like misinformation and so on, and checking your facts. And with that being said, David, what else to say?
Well, if you're by any chance new to the podcast and this is the first time listening, we are glad we have you. Stick with us. We will bring you another, you know, a full episode next time. We'll have another interview with another guest. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, like, we would really love if you subscribed. Or can be it on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts.
And we wanted to say that actually we uploaded our stuff to Google Play Podcasts. So if you're in the US and have Google Play Music, just go there and listen it there.
Or if you're using a VPN.
Or if you're using a VPN, but personally I don't like the Google Music app very much, but maybe you like it and maybe you want to subscribe there. And again, kudos to the guys from the European Journalism Center and to Google News Lab. This was just a great experience.
Yes, it was. And you know, guys, don't forget what we always say.
To check your facts.
Yes. Always check your facts, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.